you, Steve, for coming on my show. Why don't you start with introducing yourself and what you do?
Hi, I'm Steve Dangle, or Steve Dangle Glynn, my real name. That'd be interesting if my last name was Dangle. Anyway, I'm a video blogger, podcaster, and I guess now my fancy title is content producer at Rogers Sportsnet. But I got my start doing stuff on YouTube. And by stuff, I mean a video reaction / screaming fest and therapy session after every Leaf game. And that was 8 years ago that I started that, and one thing led to another, and now I'm here.
One of the questions that I got from Tumblr is there going to be an LFR 9?
No, I think they're done this year. I'm kidding. I have no plans to stop. This should be the 9th year of Leaf fan reaction, and like I said, no reason to stop. I feel bad. I scared the hardcore fans a few times because at the end of a few disappointing seasons, I said, I don't know how many more times I'm gonna, or how many more years I'm gonna do this. But that's because, you know, it wasn't realistic to make these videos for a living, and now that is literally my job. It's not my part-time, it's not part of my job, it is my job to make videos and write stuff about hockey. So, for the time being, yeah, LFR is going strong.
If you would like a suggestion on one of Steve's Screamfest videos, you can go and watch the Nashville 9-2 loss.
That's Everyone funny. Loves that video.
It's one of my favorites.
It's funny, this past spring, I got to hang out in the Hockey Night in Canada studios a lot for the playoffs and help out on the TV side, and I run into Colby Armstrong, who I'd met once or twice, who we sort of knew each other, and he just goes, Dangle, holy smokes, the Nashville video. and this was months and months and months after I had shot that, so I guess that video struck a chord with people. That or they were afraid to talk to me.
Yeah, it's one of my favorites. Yeah, I will say that I watched it over the summer when I was hockey deprived. It's the joy of YouTube.
Yeah, add up that view count. Good.
So, and then you also do a podcast with your friends Adam Wild and Jesse Blake. So talk about that a little bit.
Sure, yeah. Adam has been a friend of mine since we were like 14, 15 years old. We went to high school together in Scarborough, in East Scarborough. It's Sir Oliver Mowat, for those who know. I think this is American College radio station. I don't know why I said that. But, we would be talking in math class because neither of us is good at math. And we talked about how badly we wanted to do, like, a sports show together or something. And, you know, that was obviously a pipe dream at the time. And then Adam got this fancy radio career. He's pinged all around Canada, and now he's finally settled back home in Toronto, working on KISS 92.5. And Jesse Blake, I only met a little over a year ago, maybe 2 years ago now. He's the producer for the show, and you never know what to expect out of him. He's so quiet, doesn't really like having all the attention on him. But when he has a chance to rip us, oh, does he jump all over it? And he's really good at coming up with funny bits, and he knows what to look up during the show. I think we make a pretty good team.
It is an hour of them talking about hockey or Pokemon or other things. I did get the "Is a hot dog a sandwich?" question when I reached out to social media for questions.
I'll give you a little. Something I haven't revealed to anyone yet is so we just had the NHL media tour, so like all dozens of the league's biggest stars came by the Hockey Night in Canada studios for like preseason interviews and all that, and I got to speak to 12